Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we begin the Mishnah on the bottom of Zayin Amud Bet. Nishmat Barzel Mikato. Axe. The Barzel detached from the Kato, from the stick, from the wood. Right? Boom, he was hitting, and all of a sudden the thing went flying and killed somebody. Ve'arag. Rabbi Omer Eno Gole. Oh, Rabbi says Hadush, no galut on that. Achimim Omerim Gole. Minaetza mitbakeya. Rabbi Omer Gole. Achimim Omerim Eno Gole. Minaetza mitbakeya means like this. He actually hit the tree, and a piece of wood from the tree went flying and killed somebody. Oh. There you have a mahloket. So we have a mahloket Rabbi and Hakamim in two cases. We have the first case of where the actual axe head went flying and killed somebody. There the B says no galut. Rabbi only says there's galut when the piece of wood from the tree that you hit killed somebody. And Hakamim say the exact opposite. Hakamim say davka, when the axe head goes flying, that's when the galut is. But when the piece of wood from the tree goes, patur from galut. What in the world is this mahloket based on? So the Gemara says, Tanya amar lehem Rabbi Hakamim. Rabbi tells the Hakamim, וכי נאמר ונשל הברזל מעצו והלו לא נאמר אלא מן העץ. Rabbi brings a good idea. In the story of this scenario, the Torah says ונשל הברזל מן העץ. So it says what? That the Barzel, I'm going to read into it because I'm going to say this in a second. The Barzel, it doesn't say fell from its Etz. It doesn't say v'nashala barzel me'etzo, from its piece of wood. It says min ha'etz. It's mashma from the tree. That somehow it's the tree that did the damage. That the axe is not falling off its wood. According to the banana, it should have said v'nashal ha'barzel me'etzo. It doesn't say that. It says v'nashala barzel min ha'etz. So then the Rabbi says, where do you get that from? So Kibra says, ועוד, I'll tell you another proof. נאמר עץ למטה ונאמר עץ למעלה. It says עץ twice in the parasha. מה עץ אמור למעלה מן העץ המתבקיה? Just like in the earlier time in the parasha talks about the word עץ. And for sure over there it's talking about from the tree. עץ אמור למטה מן העץ המתבקיה. So to the עץ over it's talking about from the tree. So therefore he brings two ראיות. Number one, it doesn't say עצו. And number two, it's because mashallah, just like the etzov and etzov from the tree, etzov and etzov from the tree. Now we have Rabbi Solomon. Amar Rabbiya Barashe Amar Ushneim Mikra Hadarshu. Both rabbis and Rabbi both know the same pasuk. Venashal Abarzim Minaretz. Rabbi Savar Yesh Im LeMasoret. Oh, go back to this famous machloket, which means Masoret is the way we spell the word, not the way we read the word. If you read the word, it's Venashal. Venashal is it came loose. But if I want to go with Masoret, I read the word Venishal. Venishal would mean it caused something to come loose. That means the axe had caused the wood from the tree to come loose. Venishal, it dislodged something else. Venashal means it became dislodged. Venishal is it dislodged something. So if you learn Emna Masoret, if you go according to the way you read it, so you got to read Vinishal. Because the way you would spell Vinashal, that she says, would be Nashal. Nun Aleph Shin Lamed. The Aleph makes it like a Patah. Na. But from the fact that it doesn't put an Aleph there, it's written Nun Shin Lamed. So you could read it Vinishal. Nishal means it caused something to come loose. Oh, so since the B goes with Emna Masoret, so therefore he has a good proof. And the rabbi said, no, I go the way you read the word. How do you read the word? Venashal Karinan. You mean it Venashal? Finished. And therefore what? It came loose. Got the machloket? Based on Emna Mikra, Emna Masoret. Venabi, Yesh Emna Masoret, Svirale? Oh, trouble. What are you talking about? Does Rabbi hold Emna Masoret? Veha Amar Rabbi Tzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi. ורבי יהודה בן רועץ, ובית שמאי, ורבי שמעון, ורבי עקיבא, כולהו סבירה להו יש אם למקרא.
We just listed all five rabbis here. And all of them, what do they hold? יש אם למקרא, and one of them is רבי. So what are you talking, that רבי holds יש אם למסורת? He's one of the rabbis who holds יש אם למקרא.
ורא says, היינו דקמר להו ועוד.
That's why he gave you another פשט. He told you two things. He said, number one, it doesn't say me'etzo. That was his first claim. First of all, it doesn't say me'etzo. It says mina'etz, which means v'nishal abarzel mina'etz, that the barzel is causing the wood to become dislodged. And secondly, etz, gizra shava. So you know, I think that's why he brought the second the gizra shava. Because if you're going to tell me, first I'll tell you, yesh'em lamasoret. If you're going to come and tell me, oh, I hold Yeshem the Mikra, okay, it's Ketiv. Now, why would he bring the first explanation at all? If he holds Yeshem the Mikra, so why would he even bring a first opinion? So it could be saying like this. I always hold Yeshem the Mikra, you're right. But in this case, it's Mukhach that it's going like the Masoret. Because if it was going like the Mikra, it should say, V'nashala Barzel Me'etzo. For the fact that it didn't say Me'etzo, that's obviously, over here is a case of Masoret. But even if you want to tell me, no, it still goes with the Mikra, okay, I'll bring you etz. So I brought both ra'ayot. Good? Yes. Very good. Once you say that it doesn't say me'etzo, and it says etz, you have to read it v'nisha. They work hand in hand.
So how do you learn v'nishal?
You know, you read v'nishal. They go with the Mikra. They don't care about Etzo.
They don't care
about Etzo. They say the love the Etzo, the Etz of the thing. It's mina Etz. They have to say Etzo. They love the Afka. So that's the shita. So again, Rabbi holds Yeshem lemasoret, but he holds the Mikra. That's why he brought the Od. The Od you have a Gezra Shavah. It's the teaching of Mishnah over here. It's from the trees. It's also from the tree over here. Good. Okay, Gemara tells a few stories over here. Amar Papa, Mande Shadap Pisa Le Dikna. A guy took a dirt bomb and he threw it at the tree, at the Dikna, at the palm tree. Batat Tamre, and he hit the dates. Ve'azul Tamre ve'katun. And the dates fell on a katan, let's say, and killed him. Banu the Machloket Rabbi Verbanan. This is Machloket Rabbi Verbanan. Because this is similar to the case of hitting the tree and the wood from the tree going to kill. Which means the koach is the axe. The axe hits the tree, and the wood goes jutting. You have the dirt bomb. The dirt bomb hits the dates, and the dates go flying and kill. So the chavra be mahlok to be in the banan. Rabbi would come along and say patul from galut, and the banan would say hayav galut. Say mahloket. Gemara says pshita. Well, pashut. What's the hadushin? Say, of course, it's the same mahloket. Ma'udetema kekoach kohodami. I would have thought that maybe this is different, because I would have thought this is maybe considered koach koho. Maybe this is a double koach, which means by the case of the barzel, by the case of the axe, guys hitting the tree, it's hitting, it's impacting the tree, impacts the tree, and the thing goes flying. That's just koach. Then you have a machloket. But over here could be it's double koach. He throws it,
not hitting anymore,
doesn't hit the date yet, it's out of his hands. Then it goes from the air, hits the date, and from the date, and it's the, I would have thought that's a double koach. Maybe everybody will say it's patur. Kamash malan, that's not considered koach koho. That's considered koach. Why is it considered koach? Because bottom line, when it hit the date, it's from the power of his throw. So that's considered koach. So the Gemara says, so give me a case of koach koho. Ela koach koho de rabbi hechi mashkahatna. Give me a case of koach koho, where even the rabbi will say you're going to be patur. It says, kegon. Kegon, the case is talking about V
Very good. Kegon de shada pisa, you threw a dirt bomb again. Umahya le garma, and it hit a branch. Vazal garma umahya le lechapsa, and the branch hit the dates. The shkol temarim, the cluster. Vatam tamre azul tamre vekatu, and then the date fell from the cluster, which means kolako would mean you threw it. Your koa hit the date, the branch. The branch hit the cluster. That caused the date to fall and then kill somebody. Oh, that's already koa koa. That's going to be patur. We're talking about a case over here where it's koho. It's koho. You have a machlok Rabbi and Rabbanan. Rabbi is going to say you're going to be patur from Galut because it's similar to the case of the axe. Let's just make the comparison. The axe, I guess, would be the dirt bomb, right? The date would be the tree, the piece of wood that's flying off the tree. So just like according to the bee, when you hit the axe with the tree and the tree goes flying, it's the patu. That's what I was talking about. Opposite. According to the bee, he holds that when the tree goes flying, that's hayab galut. Good. The bee holds hayab galut when the tree goes flying. The rabbanan say patur in that case when the tree goes flying. Rabbanan said that the case of the galut is where the axe head went flying off. Good, so let's review it again. So the Gemara wants to say, just like the case by the case of the tree going flying, with machlok and the hachamim. Rabbi says hayat galut, and Rabbanan say patur from galut. So say the same thing over by the dirt bomb. You're right. It was a pshita, of course, hadush. Now you would have thought it's koach koho, and koach koho. Even the bee's going to say it's patur. Kamash malan that no, it's not koach koho. Also, give me a case where even the benu akadosh the bee will say it's patur. That's the case where it hit the branch hit the cluster, and the cluster hit the dates. Okay, very good. Hazorek, even the shoot of the beam, strange case. Guy threw a rock into the shoot of the beam, and he killed somebody, galut. I don't know why galut. Mezid. The guy throws it into a public domain over there. Why should it be hayav galut? We'll see. Rabbi Azim Yaakov Omer, if after the rock left his hand, the guy stuck out his head to receive the rock, he's going to be patur. It's the guy's head has to be out there at the time that he threw the rock. But after he threw the rock, the guy stuck his head out, so he received the rock. The rock didn't receive his head. Therefore, it's going to be patur. Zarak, let's say a guy threw a rock in his own chatzer. His own backyard. He threw a rock and he killed somebody. If the guy got damaged, had permission to be in his backyard, so he's going to be chayav galud. But if not, no galud. It's got to be like a ya'ar. Ma ya'ar leshut nizak lemazik lekenes l'sham. Just like the ya'ar has permission for both the mazik and the nizak to be there. Afkod leshut nizak lemazik lekenes l'sham. So to any area where both have permission. But if the guy's in his backyard and somebody comes in without asking, has no permission, and he throws a rock in his own backyard and he kills somebody, he can be patur from galud. Yatsa hased ba'alabai sheneshut nizak lekenes l'sham. Hased ba'alabai, he can be patur. Because nobody has leshut to go there. Abba Shaul Omer, what's the classic case of the Torah's galut? Chopping down trees. Now, chopping down trees is voluntary. There's no mitzvah to chop down trees. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that's got to do with chopping down trees. Oh, so what? Just like chopping down trees is reshut, so too galut cases are only in cases that are voluntary. Yatsa ava meket beno. But let's say a father's beating up his son. That's a mitzvah. That's a chinuch. And let's say the kid dies by mistake. There's no galut in that case. Because that's already a hakah of mitzvah. The araver or the tamido, or a rabbi is beating up his student. Hainuch, that's mitzvah. So therefore, there's no galut in that case. Even though he didn't intend to kill him. It was b'shogeg. Doesn't matter. He is patur from galut. V'shaliyah betin. Or for that matter, the bailiff of betin that's hitting the victim and giving him malkut. He hits him one extra time, and he dies by mistake. It's patur. Because bottom line, it's a mitzvah.
No mitzvah, asherah.
To uproot an asherah.
To cut it down
an asherah. Well, the Gemara is going to ask a similar question. We'll wait for the Gemara. Let's see. Gemara begins. With the Reshut HaRabim, first question. You told me you throw a rock at the Reshut HaRabim, you're going to be patur from Galut. What do you mean? Mezidu. That's Mezid. You're throwing it at the Reshut HaRabim. Amar Shoei, but it's like Besoteret Kotlo. Oh no, it's somewhere where he's knocking down his wall. His wall is on private property. He's knocking down its wall, and as he was knocking down its wall, a rock from the wall jutted into the Reshut HaRabim. What do I care? You have to look before you knock down your wall into the Reshut HaRabim. That's also Mezid. No, he did it at night. What do I care? He did it at night. There's no people walking here. But so what? But people still walk in the street at night. You still should have checked at night. The street before you knock down your wall. He was doing it to the garbage dump. He was knocking the wall into the garbage dump. So therefore he's patur. Oh, what type of garbage dump is this? People go to the garbage dump sometimes to go to the bathroom. Gemara says, "Hay ashpa hekidame." If normal, a lot of people go to the garbage dump to relieve themselves, so you're posheya. Had you knocked down your wall into the garbage dump? And the opposite, if there's no people that go into the garbage dump, you're anus. Which means, forget about patur. It's anus. It's not your fault, beklal. Right? Amishnat said he goes to galut. If there's people that go to the garbage dump, he's a posheya. If nobody goes to the garbage dump, no galut, he's honest. It's talking about a garbage dump where people usually go there at night to relieve themselves. Nobody's watching them, it's quiet, it's night, they go there, it's outhouse, they go there to relieve themselves. And nobody uses it during the day, because nobody wants to reveal themselves during the day. But sometimes, once in a while, a guy goes during the day to relieve himself. Posheya lo habi. You can't call him a posheya when he knocks down the wall into it during the day, because really people don't go there during the day. Honest nami lo habi. But you can't call him an honest either. That ikad de mekrivi ativ, because sometimes people go there. So therefore, that's the case we're going to kill. So again, the case of the Mishnah is talking about when he knocked this wall down into a garbage dump. What type of garbage dump? A garbage dump that's primarily used at night. And once in a while, somebody uses it during the day. And he knocked the wall down during the day. Could you call him a posheya? He's not a posheya. People don't use it during the day. But you can't call him an honest, because some people do use it in the day. Therefore, it's considered shogeg. And that's a case of galut. Tanu Rabbanan. Brighter. Umatza. Doesn't the pasuk umatza? What's the full pasuk over there? Umatza et re'ehu vamit. The axe or the wood. Well, let's make it easy. The rock found the guy's friend and killed him. What's matza mashma? His head was there already. His head was there, and the rock found his head that was there already. Prat lemamsi et atzmo. Coming to exclude a case where he stuck his head out after the rock was airborne. Mikan amar bi Eliezer ben Yaakov imishiyatsta even miado tziyadat roshov v'kibla patur. Good. Now the Gemara goes on question of it like this. Lememra dematza miikara mashma. This is now vocabulary. When it says the word matzah, the way you're learning the pasuk, matzah's mashma, it's there already. Umatzah et rosho. It found his head that was there. Good. Matzah means something was there already. Okay, but I was going to ask a question. I'll show you another time it says matzah in the Torah. Where it's mashma, matzah is, it wasn't there. Okay. Urminu, umatzah, prat lematzui. Shelo yimkor berachok v'yigol bekarov, bera'a v'yigol biyafa. Okay, we have a law like this. Guy is doesn't have any cash, doesn't have any money. It's ani. He sells his field. He sells his field out of desperation. Torah says what? He's able to make what's called the geula. After he comes into money, he can redeem the field. Go back to the guy. He has a right to buy it back. But the law is, only when he sold out of desperation do we give him a refund, we give him a buyback option. But if he had other properties, if he had money when he sold it, we don't give the guy a buyback option. And the Gemara explains it. The Gemara says, matzah, which means, matzah means, now he came into money. Now he came, at the time he sold it, he didn't have money. Umatzah, now he found some money, he can redeem it. By the way, that's the question right there. You see, matzah over there means is something that was was not there. In the case of Galut, it's talking about Umatza, his head was there. That's why you're going to be Hayav Galut. He was talking about, he didn't have money at the time of the sale. Umatza, now he came into money, now he could redeem. So make up your mind. In one place, Matza is, it was there already. And one type, Umatza is, it was not there. Meaning, after the fact, it came. Make up your mind, what's Matza? Now just read the whole Braita. Umatza, prat lematzah, shelo yimkor berachok. Let's say you can't sell a field that's far away. The yigol bekarov. And then you take one of your close fields that you have, sell it and buy back the field that was rahok. You sold the field rahok, and you say, you know what, I don't need this field, it's very far. What do I need this field anyway? Then after you sold it, you say, you know what? It's a good field, that field. You know what? Right, you know what, let me buy it back. Now you can't tell the guy, I want to buy it back. What do you mean? How do you want to buy it back? Well, I'm going to sell this field that's close, so buy back the one that's far. No, buddy. You had money at the time you sold this field. You don't have a geula buyback option. You sold a field that you felt was bad. Then all of a sudden you change your mind. Say, you know what? I want to buy back that field that I thought was bad. You cannot now sell one of your good fields and automatically get a buyback option. Why? Because you had money at the time. So therefore, the Gemara is asking a question. The Gemara's question is, make up your mind. Right? Umatza. Matza means now you came into money. Afterwards. Whereas umatza by galut is, it was there already, is that? Rava is very simply. You go with something that's called context. You got to read the context of matza. Can go either way, by the way. You read the context of where you're seeing the word matza, and then that's the way you interpret it. Umatza dumya devehesiga yado. Exactly, it says v'hesiga yado. You came into money. Your hand acquired. Just like your hand acquired now, so to umatza, the person who's talking about you acquired now. But by Ayir Miklat, the matza is domed to the pasuk that's written in by a forest. My yar midi de atiyam ikara. Check, the forest was there from the beginning. Afu matza nami midi de atiyam ikara. So to the matza over there, so what ikara? It says umatza teu by yar. Was the forest there always? Yes. So therefore, umatza to the guy's head was there always. Umatza is compared to yar. Over there, it's being siga yado. Now he came into money. Umatza. Now. Not from from before we didn't have it. Now we have. So the matzah goes according to the context of where you're reading. Sometimes it's mehashta, and sometimes it's meikara. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, "Amar de Umar Abaran Rava." So you told me what? You told me a hadush in the Mishnah. Any time you're doing a mitzvah, so there's no galut. And what's your proof? Because the paradigm case of galut in the Torah is chopping down a tree. And chopping down a tree is no mitzvah. So that becomes the example. So the Gemara is going to ask, chopping down a tree is not a mitzvah? I'll give you a case where chopping down a tree is indeed a mitzvah. Mimai de mehatavat etzim d'reshut. Who told you it's hatavat etzim of reshut? Dilma mehatavat etzim d'sukah. You got to have schach, right? How do you get schach? You chop down a tree to get schach. So who told you? Maybe the Torah is saying, even if a guy is chopping down a tree to make schach, he still goes to galut. So how could you learn from hativat etzim to exclude a mitzvah? Maybe it's talking about chopping a tree for a sukkah. Umahativat etzim ma'alacha. Or better, don't you need wood for the mizbeah? So a guy goes to the field and he chops down a tree. That's a mitzvah. Maybe the Torah is saying, even for mitzvah, you go to galut. And still the Torah said, ligni, to go to galut. Amar le. כיוון דאם מצא חטוב לאו מצווה, השתנמה לאו מצווה. It's not a mitzvah to cut, by the way. What's my ra'ayah? Let's say you found schach cut already. It's no mitzvah to go cut trees for schach. Let's say I found wood already that was cut for the ma'aracha. There's no mitzvah to cut the tree down. If you don't have wood, you go cut. But there's a mitzvah under cutting. What's my proof that the mitzvah is not under cutting? Because if you had already wood that's cut, there's no mitzvah to go cut. So therefore, there's no such thing as cutting for tzorech mitzvah. Good? That's right. You said, but a father's hitting his child, no galut. Okay, for a rabbi hitting the student, no galut. Shaliach betin. Lema kevan deilu gamir lav mitzvah hashtanami lav mitzvah. Exactly. According to this logic, why don't you say it's no mitzvah to hit the child? Meaning, if the child is behaved, you don't got to hit him. So therefore, the hitting is also not mandatory. Which means that's not a case of mitzvah. The way you define mitzvah is something that you must do. Meaning, like the case of schach. I don't have to chop the tree, by the way. That's not considered a cutting of mitzvah then. Does a father have to hit his kid? No. If the kid's behaving, so then you don't got to hit him. So therefore, why are you telling me that that's a mitzvah? Hatam afagav de gamir mitzvah. Even though he's behaving, it's still a mitzvah to hit him. B'ktiv, yasir bincha v'yani haicha v'yitin ma'adim l'avsheicha. Rebuke your child anyway. Keep him in line, even when he's in line. Yasir bincha. Okay, so that's a mitzvah then. Hadar amar Rava, then Rava came along and says, lav miltai de amri. He says, forget about what I told you. The source of mitzvah is not from the chopping the tree. Leave that. I have a better ra'ayah. Because once you start with the chopping of the tree and ask me questions, what about this? Very simple. I'll bring you another ra'ayah that we're talking about a reshut. Va'asher yavo et re'ehu bayar. It's talking about a case where it's a guy went into the yard. Guy went into the forest. Does a person ever have to go into a forest for a mitzvah? No. Di'ibai ayil, vi'ibai lo ayil. Exactly. Going into a forest is voluntary. Ibai ayil, ibai lo ayil. So therefore, it's only talking about galut in voluntary cases. Oh, the Gemara says, "Misal kadadach mitzvah." If you're going to tell me that's talking about a mitzvah, misagya de lo ayil. What's the Gemara's question? Misagya de lo ayil. Right. No, for the person, what's that? It says Basu Agas. The Asher Yavote Ubayar. The word Asher is Mashma. Asher, he happened to. He happened to go to the yard. Asher. Now, if you're going to tell me some mitzvah, so you can't tell me Asher Yavo. You have to tell me Yavo. 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 So from the fact that Torah says the Asher Yavo, you see, it's talking about voluntary. Because if it was a Hayuv, you can't say Vashir Yavo. You have to say he has to go. So from the Yad, we know it's talking about items of Rishut. Gemara says, Amad Rav Ada Barava, Rava, Korecha Dikhtiv Asher, Di'i Ba'ehu. Oh yeah, every time it says Asher in the Torah, it's voluntary. There we go. Now Gemara, there's a question. Ela Me'ata, V'ish Asher Yitma Ve'lo Yitchata. Story. A guy became Tameh. Ve'lo Yitchata, he did not become Tahor. Torah says he's not allowed to go into the Beit HaMikdash. What's the law if he goes to the Beit HaMikdash? Hayav. Hayav what? Keret. Now, let's talk outside. It says, Asher Yitchat, Asher Yitma. It's Mashma, I can make a duke now. Asher means because he became Tameh in a voluntary case. Asher, you told me Asher is voluntary. But let's say he became Tameh for a mitzvah. Met mitzvah, he became Tameh. He's allowed to go to the Beit HaMikdash? He's allowed to go to the Beit HaMikdash. Hayav Keret anyway. So therefore, that Asher is not a voluntary. Because even in a mandatory case, he's not allowed to go into the Beit HaMikdash when he's tameh. The Gemara says, "Iba'e mitma, iba'e lo mitma, met mitzvah, de lo sagi, de lo mitameh, hachinami de patur." Got the proof again? Torah says, "Asher yitma, a guy became tameh." Now, according to your rule, you don't know Asher. It's a voluntary. Also, read the pasuk. Voluntary tumah goes to the Beit HaMikdash, hayav karet, implying what? That if it was a mandatory tum'ah, meaning he did a tum'ah that he had to do, like a mitzvah, then he can't go into the Beit HaMikdash. He cannot. So therefore, you see the way Asher is talking about any type of tum'ah, whether it's voluntary or mandatory. Hatam d'amar kera, no ra'ayah from there. It says, tamei yihyeh mikol makom. They have a special kizat tekatu. By tum'ah, we have extra words. Tamei yihyeh. From the extra words of tamei yihyeh teaches me, even when he does it for a mitzvah, he's still considered to make it. I go into the Beit HaMikdash. Really, the word Asher is a voluntary terminology. Ah, oh, but by Tum'ah, from the fact that it says the words Tameh Yehyeh, that teaches me extra words. Teaches me even for a mitzvah, can I go into the Beit HaMikdash? Ah, what do you mean? I need the word Tameh Yehyeh for something else. Tameh Yehyeh l'rabot tevul yom tum'ato bo. Oh, sorry, l'rabot tevul yom tumato bol rabot ma'asar kipurim.
We have two other cases. We have a case of tibulyom. What's tibulyom? Guy went to the mikveh during the day. He has to wait until the night. If he goes to the Beit HaMikdash in the day, it's hayav karet. That we learn from the extra words that it says, tamei yehyeh. That even if he went to the mikveh, he's tibulyom, or mechusar kipurim. He went to the mikveh, azav. Went to the mikveh, counted 7 days. The night came. But in the 8th day, he has to bring a korban. So long as he didn't bring his korban, if he goes to the Beit HaMikdash, he's hayav karet. So therefore, you can't tell me that I learned met mitzvah from those words, because I learned other cases from those words. So where do you learn met mitzvah from? So he says, Amade aname od tumato bo kamina. Good, I learned it from the words od. The word od, tumato, teaches me there's another type of tumah that you're also going to be hayav if you go to the Beit HaMikdash, and that's met mitzvah. So let's review what happened over here. Basically, if somebody would ask you, how do I know that if a person is doing a mitzvah, there's no galut? I learned it from the case, Asher yavo et re'ehu bayar. Asher is voluntary, you walked into the yard. You have to walk into a yard? Asher, you did it. Oh, Asher is a voluntary language? I thought Asher is a mandatory language. No, it's not. By tum'ah, it says Asher yitma. That's voluntary. How do I know even mandatory? I've actually passed od. That teaches me met mitzvah. But the word asher implies voluntary, so only voluntary goes to kalut, but not for mitzvah. Ika dematni la'aha. Okay. It says in the Torah, Beharish ubakatsir tishbot. No plowing, Beharish, plowing, and no katsir, no katsira, no reaping. Rabbi Akiva Omer, this is talking about Shemitah. During the Shemitah, you have no plowing and no reaping. So he says, "Enot tzadik lomar harish shel shivyait, katsir shel shivyait." It doesn't have to tell me you can't plow and make katsira the shivyait. Sharek kevan neemar sadecha lo tzav echad mechad lo tzmor. The finish pasuk already. Don't plow. Don't prune. So what is this talking about then? Ela afilu harish shel erev shivyait shenichnas the shivyait. A person is not allowed to plow in the 6th year that's going to benefit the growth of the 7th year. Katsir shishvi'it, shiyatsa lemotze'e shvi'it. Or wheat that grew in the 7th year and you're cutting it in the 8th year. That you have to treat it with kedusha. So we have Rabbi Akiva Shita. Beharishu b'katsir is talking about erev shvi'it and motze'e shvi'it. You can't plow in the 6th that will benefit in the 7th, nor can you reap in the 8th something that grew in the 7th. Good. Continue. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, he says, this is not too much Shemitah Bechlal. This is talking about Shabbat. You're not allowed to plow on Shabbat, and you're not allowed to reap on Shabbat. Now, why would it only say these two melachot? You can't do anything on Shabbat. There's 39 melachot. Why would the Torah single out Beharish u'Bakatzir from 39 melachot on Shabbat? Ma harish reshut, af katsir reshut. It's coming to make a hekesh between harisha and katsira. Harisha is always reshut. There's no ever situation where plowing is a mitzvah plowing. So too, what type of plowing are you going to be hayav on Shabbat? A voluntary plowing. So too, what type of katsira are you going to be on hayav on Shabbat? A voluntary katsira, because there is a mandatory katsira. What's the case of mandatory ketzira? Omer, you hayav to make a ketzira uksartem et omer etiruva. You gotta cut the wheat for the barley for the ketzira to omer. So Gemara says yatsa ketzira omer, coming to exclude the ketzira seorim for the omer shehi mitzvah. Torah will tell you have to cut it. Yeah, let's say the 16th of Pesach falls out on a Shabbat. So Leil Shabbat, the Friday night, it's a mitzvah to cut it the night before. You go to the field, you have to cut it. So Beharishu Bakatsir teaches me what? Only a Katsir that's like a Harisha. Only a Katsir that's like a Harisha. Just like Harisha is always Reshut, so only Katsirah of Reshut is forbidden on Shabbat. But a Katsirah of mitzvah, there's only one Katsirah of mitzvah, and that is Kitzinah. The Omer, we mutar if it landed on Shabbat. So the Gemara comes along and says, Amaleah Omer Abba Narava, Mimai de Harishat Reshut,
Who told you that it's talking about Harisha Vrishud? Dilma Harishat Omer de Mitzvah. Maybe it's talking about the plowing of the ground to plant the wheat for the Kitzirat Omer. If you like about Nachmanat Tishbot, and still Torah saying even Harisha Vrishud is Asur. Jesus, the Gemara found the Harisha Vrishud. Plowing the ground to plant the seeds to prepare for Kiryat Sa'omer. And maybe the Torah said like this, even a Harisha v'mitzvah is going to be Asur. Therefore, Kitzirah v'mitzvah is also going to be Asur. Amar le, kevan de'im matzah harush, eno choresh, lav mitzvah. Exactly. You don't have to plow for the mitzvah. How do I know that? If you found a field plowed already, you're good. So therefore, there's no mitzvah plowing for the Kitzirat HaOmer. How do we know there's no mitzvah plowing? Let's say they went into the fields. They said, oh, this field is plowed already. Good. Who did it? We don't know. Goyim did it. It doesn't matter. Done. So therefore, there's no such thing as Harisha Mitzvah. But if you found wheat that was cut already, you have to cut again. There's a mitzvah of Kitzirah. Comes the Gemara and says, right? These cases are a mitzvah. Hitting the son, hitting the student. Same question. Which means, you just told me, if you found the ground plowed, there's no mitzvah. So why are you telling me hitting your child is a mitzvah? If the kid is obedient, there's no mitzvah to hit him. So therefore, why should you be patur from galut? It's the same logic. Just if you found a plowed ground, you tell me, it's not a mitzvah to go plow it. Because you don't need to do it. So also, I don't need to do it also. If the kid is behaved, there's no mitzvah to hit the kid. Good? We have Rashi over here, where she says, yeah, which is basically what I'm asking a question like this. Okay, what I'm saying, what are you talking about? You tell me the Harisha is not a mitzvah. If anything, the Harisha is like a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparation. It's not necessary. But the Mishnah said, hitting the child, which is also a preparation like a hechsher mitzvah, you don't need it. If the kid's good, so that's called a mitzvah. Hatam afagav degamina mitzvah ka'avi. Even though the kid's obedient, it's mitzvah to hit him. Dichtiv, yasir bincha v'nihecha. And therefore it's mitzvah be'etzim. Even if the kid's obedient, give him musar, keep him in line. So he stays in line. So therefore that's a mitzvah be'etzim. Mashikin harisha is not a mitzvah. Hadar amar Rava, after Rava said all this chiddush, he says, you know what? Lav miltahi de'amre. Scratched all chiddush that I said. Which means, I'm going to say a better raya. Again, what was Rabbah trying to say? Rabbah was trying to prove, Kitzirat HaOmer is Dochei Shabbat. And what was the raya? Just like Harisha is Reshut, so too is Kitzirat Reshut, Yatsa, Kitzirat HaOmer, Shi Mitzvah. Then we also these questions. Ah, what do you mean? What about Harisha? It's also a Mitzvah. No, it's not, because if you find it Harush, yeah, but what about the Mishnah, what talks about the hitting the kid? No, that's mandatory, even if he is good. My question, you know what? I have a better proof. Ketzira dumra de Harisha. Ma Harisha masa Harush eno choresh, af ketzira name eno kotzer. Oh, that's the Hadush. Which means it's saying a bigger Hadush. Just like Harisha by Omer. If you found it Harush already, you don't plow. So too on Shabbat, if you found it katsur already, you're not going to cut it. And if you tell me that it's a mitzvah, matzah katsur eno kotzer, mitzvah leksoru levi, Rashi. אם מצא חרוש אינו צריך לחרוש, למה אתה אדם שלא שיבות ששואלת את שחית הקלמה כאן, מה הייתה, מה כנסידו בן החריש? מה חריש? יש את השיבה בפורד המשנה. מה חריש בכל מקום מצא חרוש אין מצווה לחרוש, אף קציר. באחי עסקינן, שאם מצא קצור, אין מצווה לקסור. יצא קציר העומר, שאפילו מצא קצור מצווה לקסור.
Which means like this. New way of learning. What's the goal? To matir kitzirat ta'omer b'shabbat. How am I going to matir it? I'm going to say like this. Ma harisha. If you found it harush already, there's no mitzvah laharosh. So too, wheat that was cut already, there's no mitzvah then to wheat that was cut already, that you found cut already, to cut other types of wheat is going to be asur. Masha'enkin, in a case where even if you found it cut, you still have an obligation to cut, that's going to be mutar on Shabbat. And what's that considered to Omer? I say again. Harishan Kitsira. Now I'm going in a reverse way. I'm saying the Kitsira is domed to Harisha. Just like the Harisha. Torah says you can't be Choresh on Shabbat. What type of Harisha is forbidden on Shabbat? A type of Harisha that's voluntary. What does voluntary mean? Meaning if I found it Harush already, for example, my Kitsira to Omer, if I found it Harush already, you can't make Harisha. That's of course it's a voluntary Harisha. So to a Kitsira, if you find wheat that was cut already, I'm not going to let you cut other wheat. Masha'enkin, in the case where you found cut, where the Torah says you still have to cut, which is only Kitzlat HaOmer, you do it. So therefore, you see Kitzlat HaOmer is Dohe Shabbat.
There's a mitzvah to cut, there's a mitzvah to hit, there's no mitzvah to do Harisha.
Right. With you, there's no mitzvah, even if you find Katsur. Therefore, don't ask me from... you ask me questions. Right, which means it comes out the maaseh. It's mutar to make a right. Nimsai says she'er a pasuk medaber el al kitzira dome la harisha she mitzvah rak kasher en tevuah acheret lefanenu. Which means the only time I'm going to oser kitzira is when it's similar to harisha. Where you have wheat that's in front of you already, and therefore don't cut out the wheat. But in a case where you have wheat in front of you and it's a mitzvah to cut other wheat, in that case I'm going to tell you, you have to do it on Shabbat. Now he says over Ahiluk bin Shtetirutzim, Lefitru Tarishon, Mukhlat Adabar She'en Shum Harisha Shem Mitzvah Klal. First, is it there's no such thing as Harisha Shem Mitzvah. Afilu Kashir Yetzorich Medavar. ותרוץ השני, אפשר לומר שכאשר אין שדה חרושה לפנינו, יש אכן מצווה לחרוש שדה. ומכל מקום שונה חרישה מקצירה, שלחרישה אין לו מצווה אלא במקרה שלא מצא. But קצירה, it's a mitzvah, even if you found it, it's קצור, which means, could be a good second answer, if you didn't find it, it's a mitzvah לחרוש. No, not on Shabbat, stop. But since it's a type of mitzvah that if you found it harush, you don't want it, so it's not going to be a Shabbat for such a thing. Masha'en ken by kitzira, even if you found it katsur, it's a mitzvah liksor. That item is going to be so the haluk in the first answer was saying, harisha is always neshut, there's no such thing. Because since if you found it harush, you don't have to choret, it's neshut. Second answer was saying, even if you want to say that, no. When you didn't find it harush, it's a mitzvah lachrosh, but since it's a type of item that if you found it harush, you're not obligated to be choret, it's neshut. So do anything like wheat. You found wheat cut already, where there's no mitzvah to cut in the wheat, don't do that on Shabbat. But in the case where, even if you found cut and you have to cut on Shabbat, then that's going to be Shabbat. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.